Time to say good morning to Peter Allam from Allam's Attorneys, talking to us as our legal eagle today, and we're talking about surname usage. Peter, very good morning.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to the listeners out there. Monday morning, a little bit of rain out on the coast again overnight, and hopefully going to go away today so we get some sunshine again. Who knows?
Right.
Anyway.
And
yeah, today's chat is a very interesting one. You know, it poses questions like, my child was born outside of a marriage and the mother is unwilling to allow her to use my surname and to have me listed as the biological father. What are my options? So let's start with a question like that. You know, it's not uncommon for a child to be born out of wedlock these days. It seems to be more and more the fashion that people don't get married, that people have children because they want children. And then we come to the fight over the surname to be utilized. In most instances, I think that you have a happy medium where, you know, if they're not married, the child retains the mother's surname because the uncertainty of whether or not the couple will stay together, get married, is in the air, really. So, you know, there has to be a registration at the Department of Home Affairs. The child cannot go unregistered, both at wherever the child is born, and then later on, the Department of Home Affairs, you need to register the child, and invariably that will happen with the mother's surname if they're not married, although the choice is there. The mother, if willing, can indeed give the child the father's surname. There's no restriction on that. Either is acceptable. You know, you also have a lot of instances where maybe the child is born out of a marriage and then the part, you know, part soon thereafter. And indeed, you can at all stages change surnames by way of an application to the Department of Home Affairs. So you can have a child born with the surname of your marriage and that you decide to go back to your maiden name, or you remarry and you wish to change the child's name so that there's not difficulties at school and places like that, and that is all possible. So where a child is born out of wedlock or a divorce is applicable, a parent can indeed change the child's surname, and you know that is acceptable. Of course, both parties have to sign. That's the one thing that has to take place. You know, the father's details sometimes are not included in the child's birth registration at the Department of Home Affairs. This is not a very healthy situation because an unabridged birth certificate needs to bear the names of both parties applicable. So, you know, if you do decide to do that, you're making trouble for the child at a later stage. They wish to apply for a passport in another country or something like that, and they call for the unabridged birth certificate and it's incomplete. You know, there's no such thing as you don't know who the father is. There are ways and means these days to ascertain exactly who the father is. So, you know, that is very important that you register it correctly and that you keep your options open there. People ask, what is a surname? You know, we all have a surname. We all come out of a family. So, you know, it's your family, it's your ancestry, it's your heritage all in one. You know, so usually you want the child to carry the family name to create that bond. You know, mostly where children are born out of wedlock, the mother prefers the child to bear her surname so that there are no problems, and it makes it easier for the child as well in understanding. You know, for a young child to understand that the mother's name, for example, is Wayne, and they carry the name of the father who was Peter, doesn't make sense. You know, the child will always query, why am I Peter and you Wayne, type of thing. So, you know, parents must think carefully before they register the child's name and what the conditions and terms are applicable. You know, if it's a one-night stand and a mistake, obviously I don't think there's anything that fits into the picture other than that the child will bear the mother's surname. But where it comes out of a long, lengthy relationship, people living together like they do today with the agreement that they're going to have children and the father's in the home and involved, probably better to bear the father's names in situations like that. You know, typically a woman adopts the surname after marriage of the husband, but may opt for that double barrel name, a hyphenated surname, you know, and then the child would carry that surname as well, or, you know, the child can bear one of the surnames. So it normally indicates to what family you belong, where your ancestors are, and, you know, the importance of sharing a surname with parents may vary, and it's up to the parents to make the decision in that regard. Changing of the surname, like I mentioned, indeed, you know, by law, a child must have one of the parents' surnames. But if the child is born out of wedlock, the child will typically, like I said, take the mother's name, unless the mother consents to the father's surname. And then it must be registered with the births and deaths registration book. Child born under out of wedlock refers to a child whose parents were not married at the time. So that's all that is there. And yes, so the surname can be changed by way of an application. Are the father's details listed? Like I mentioned, the unabridged birth certificate requires just that. So, you know, the father may decide to consult an attorney if he discovers that his child's birth certificate does not bear his name. And an application can be brought in that regard, and an amendment can be made. So it can end up being legal and in court. So make sure that you discuss with the father of the child, if you're not using the father's surname, exactly what the position is, so that it's clear and that he understands why you've done what you've done in registering the, you know, the certificate of birth at birth and deaths, which is obviously done at the Department of Home Affairs. Alteration to change a minor child's surname, that there can be done. You know, it's an application brought at the Department of Home Affairs. This is where the child's best interest must be carefully considered. You know, don't just change a child's surname because, you know, you were going out to somebody, you broke up with him, now found somebody else, you married him, and you want the child to bear the father, the new father's, well, not new father's, but the new partner. Husband's surname. You know, do it carefully. Don't be silly and just go ahead and do something like that. It takes a lot to change it, and it can cause friction, you know, depending on the age of the child and all the rest of it. And also, don't hurt the child. You know, that's the other difference. Child grows up, knows its father, then you have a fight and the two of you part. And, you know, we spoke about it previously. Don't be horrible and target the children like a yo-yo and refuse to let them see the genuine father and things like that. You only have one father and one mother. You have many stepfathers or stepmothers maybe, but your true father will always be there, and invariably, like I said a couple of weeks ago, that is the go-to person. You know, I know of two or three kids at the very moment whose fathers haven't seen them since birth. They're now getting to 20, 21 years of age. And all of a sudden now the excitement is there to go and meet the father. In fact, one of them has already gone to meet the father, discovered he's a hell of a nice guy, and going to spend some time with him. You know, he'd been kept away from the child all his life until it became a situation where they were going to apply for passports, and then they had to disclose and obtain unabridged birth certificates and things like that, and it made a whole difference in that, you know, the application for a foreign passport is going to ensure that you put there who your father is, where your father is, where he's from, and also it has an influence on obtaining a passport. So, you know, it happens. A lot of mothers are ashamed. They come home having had a fling somewhere and there's a child born and they don't want anybody to know, but they know who the father is. There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, people are aware of who the parents are. So in terms of the birth and death registration, I think it's section 25, a minor's name, surname can be changed when the child is born out of wedlock. and the mother marries someone other than the minor's biological father, you have a right to change that surname. There's no doubt there. When the father of a minor is deceased and or if the parent's marriage has been dissolved and the mother remarries or resumes a surname she bore previously, you can apply to, you know, have that changed as well. When the birth of a minor child out of wedlock has been registered under the surname of the natural father and the father consents to the name being changed because it's easier for the child to go through schooling and that, where the parties are broken up. And also, funny enough, where the minor is in the care of a guardian, you can apply to have the child's surname changed to that of the mother, surname the mother has resumed. You know, the Director General may approve the alteration of the birth registration. You know, but you must give written notice of the consent for that change where possible. There are certain instances where the written consent of the father is not required because the mother is the sole guardian of the child. Sadly, that does happen. Like I mentioned, some mothers do not wish the child to know who the father is or where the father is, and they're happy to bring up the child. So that can happen. Invariably, if you put up a good case to change a surname of a child, you can do so. There's no problem with that. These are all instances that deals with the change of a child's surname, a minor's surname, under special, well, not special, under circumstances that are acceptable to the department. So, you know, you can also go to court. The court has the authority to grant consent, to waive the need of a refusing parent. If the father says, I'm not going to sign, you can end up in court. A case can be brought, and good reasons for a surname change must be given. You know, you also often get a situation where the child has always used the father's surname, but it wasn't registered at birth because they were, you know, the child was born under out of wedlock. So you can then go along later and change that back to the father's surname if the child wants that to happen. And like I say, the confusion that's mainly caused is the child being confused. That's my father, that's my mother. Why have I got my father's surname when I don't see him? I live with my mother. Or, you know, with a child bears the father's surname and he's happy with that, there's no need for a change with that as well. You know, in a lot of instances today as well, sadly, not sadly, but a lot of kids are left with the father instead of the mother. You know, 30, 40 years ago, that was unheard of. So, you know, it's there. Unsound reasons for a change of a surname, you know, is to be found where you want to simply change the surname to reflect another, the father or the mother's surname, just on principle. You know, the father maybe has been uninvolved or the mother uninvolved, and the child now wishes, or the parent looking after the child wishes to change that surname. And then, of course, you know, one of those that will never, ever be taken into account is that you want to just change the surname because the father's not paying his maintenance and you don't like the father anymore.
Right.
That's not a valid reason. You know, so there are many, many reasons that go with it. Mainly, children out of wedlock are affected by this because, you know, the parents are not affected. You have your surname. You're an adult. You know your family name. You know where you're coming from and that type. So, you know, that's basically on children. So let's turn now to women. Can they keep their surname, the maiden surname? That's your own personal decision. You know, many factors such as cultural traditions, professional, where a person studied for a degree and the degree says Dr. Wayne, and she marries a person by the name of Peter, you can keep your professional name. You don't have to change. It plays a role. And then, of course, you just get some women who don't want to bear the surname of the husband. They're quite happy to continue. You know, they live with dignity, with the identity of their parents, and proudly so with the family name, and they wish to keep that. You know, in South Africa, the marriage is regulated by the Marriage Act. And, of course, it outlines the different legal aspects of marriage and guidelines on the fact that you're entitled to change to the husband's surname. You know, it's not automatically changed to the husband's surname on marriage. It does not matter. You can keep or you can have a double parole name. You know, that seems to be the thing these days. Your maiden name remains legally unchanged after marriage, and you continue using your marriage name for all legal and official matters if you wish, and you don't do anything. Or you can have a double barrel name. So you become Wayne Peter, you know, which shows both of them. And that's very, very common today. I mean, how many times don't you see ladies that have got that? Of course, the choice lies with the woman as well. Males are not affected because you only have one name, whatever name you've been given, unless you're a child that wishes to change it at a later stage, which you discover where your father is or something like that, but highly unlikely. But, you know, choosing to change your surname can be done at any stage. You know, it can be done by way of the marriage certificate, which changes it and then gets registered, and you use that name going forward. Or, you know, you can bring an application to the Department of Home Affairs to change as well. So, yes, with ladies, you know, the position of combining or creating a new surname lies entirely with the person concerned. So marriage does not automatically change your surname. You have the freedom of choice in terms of the Constitution to choose what you feel is right for you. You can retain your maiden name, adopt your spouse's surname, combine the two, or even create something new, believe it or not. The choice is yours. But obviously, the legal and personal circumstances are taken into account. You can't just decide today that I don't like the name Joe Soap and I'm going to change my name to Jack Rich or something like that. Now, there must be a valid reason for it. The department will look at that. The other thing that's often asked is, if I marry and I decide to retain my maiden name, can I then at a later stage change my name? Yes, Home Affairs does allow that. You know, so long as you meet the requirements of the department and they're satisfied with the application that you bring, you would then have to, you know, do an application to change the name. You would have to advertise it and that type of thing. So you can have your old name, change it to your married name, because now found trust in your husband and all the rest of it. And, you know, after marriage, yes, a woman has a choice, in other words. So the woman has a choice to assume her husband's surname and register to Home Affairs, to add her surname to that of her husband's name, which is a double barrel surname then, or to resume and keep the surname that she legally bore prior to the time. It does not have to be her birth name, because you often find, you know, I've got many instances where a woman was born, say, Wayne, married a Peter for 20, 30 years, got divorced, and then remarried Jack. So, you know, any one of those surnames you can retain. You might find that the first marriage name that she bore for 20 years is what she's known as and does not want to change that. So she's entitled to retain that surname as well, even though it's not her birth name. So it's a name that would have been registered at the department, and that's where you basically will find what surname the lady, and we'll not tell us where you'll find, but basically what the party will take into account for a surname.
Right.
So that's basically on name changes. For a female and a child, yes. For a male, a little bit difficult to change.
And
that's where we are today, Wayne.
Just a quick one, Peter. You know, traditionally, and I say it's traditionally, and it's pretty much accepted that it's how it happens, is when a couple gets married, the lady takes on the husband's surname, unless one of the circumstances you've mentioned. But what about if they decide for whatever reasons that they should take on the lady's surname? Would the man be able to change his surname, or, as you mentioned, that's a pretty tricky process?
No, there's no reason. I mean, you know, if you think about it and you think about the Constitution and that, I mean, there's equality that comes into the picture. So there should be no reason at all. If you register it and you say we're going to assume the name of the female spouse, I cannot see any reason why that cannot take place. You know, there's no preference given to a male surname. Cannot be in terms of the Constitution. You know, so, I mean, gender fairness is there. So it's something that I've never, ever thought of or had. But yes, I would say that there's absolutely no reason why the surname cannot be utilized of the lady by both parties.
I read somewhere, I think it might have been on social media post somewhere or other, I can't remember exactly, but this particular scenario had come up where the, whether it was a comment in jest or whether it was an actual account, I cannot remember, but this concept of the male surname or the female surname being used did come up by way of discussion, and I was just wondering, you know, if it legally was possible, and yeah, I suppose according to our constitution, it should be possible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that there should be no reason at all why you cannot agree to use the wife's surname.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you've got a lot of instances where the wife comes out of a really well-known family, and for that reason, she wishes to retain a surname, and the marriage can then keep that particular surname. You know, you'd have to request. I've actually just checked on it here for you. Yes, you can take over the wife's surname, but you are required to consent, to request the consent of the Director General to do so. It's not just a straightforward, you can choose which one. You can do it. You can take on the wife's surname, but in fact, you need to give reasons for that. I suppose the reason would be, let's just say, for example, that you come out of a well-known farming or wine estate, and that's the name that everything goes under, and a son-in-law that's going to join the team and be a part of them. No reason why you wouldn't be able to make out a good case to the department for that.
Okay.
So in South Africa, yes, the High Court has ruled, I'm looking further, that you can take on the wife's surname. You know, they have the right, married men have the right to take their wife's surname.
Sure.
It's a judgment that came through in, believe it or not, September last year. So it was two couples who wanted the husbands to take their wife's surname. They joined hands and they brought an application in the Free State, and it was found that it is correct. And it comes down, you know, the unequal practice of male versus female to show equality. So taking that into account, like I mentioned, it is very definitely possible.
Right. Well, very interesting. Peter, thank you very, very much. And if somebody wants to change their surnames or other legal issues that they might have, how do they get in touch with Alam's attorneys?
They can like us on Facebook. Just add an S to our surname so it becomes Alam's. That will give you all the details. They'll find us on Wild Coast FM as well, as our chats are there daily. Other than that, we could be found at 6 Sansom Road in Vincent, the little side street where Pep Stores is. Telephone number 043-7211018. And that's it, Wayne.
Great. Peter, thank
just
you very much.
Last word of advice is make sure that you keep your birth certificates and marriage certificates and ID books and ID cards and passports safe. You know, these days with people applying for passports and that, which is happening regularly, or visas and that type of thing, you need a copy of your unabridged birth certificate. You need copies of your marriage certificate. So a lot of people don't know where they put them, and then they need to go down to Home Affairs and get copies. So always make sure that you keep them all together in a safe place, so that they don't get lost or damaged.
Right. Good advice. All your legal documents and all your important documents should be kept safe.
Correct.
Thanks, Peter. Have a good week, and looking forward to chatting again next week, Monday.
Super. Thanks
Peter. Cheerio then. Peter Alam with today's Legal Eagle Chat. And it